All right, welcome to the full situation update here for Sunday, January 10th, 2021. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Thank you for joining me today. There are a couple of shorter, smaller podcasts today that are also, well, one's called a faith update, and it's about a faith, God, the Bible, well, you just have to listen to it. Something that happened during a recent prayer that I was offering yesterday, and a passage out of the Bible. Just listen to that if you want to hear that angle on all of this. And I think another smaller podcast is going up as well, if we can get it posted. But this is the main one here for today. And there's so much information flying around, and so many rumors flying around, as you know, as well, rumors that Trump is going to give a speech, you know, emergency speech, that Trump's going to invoke the emergency broadcast system, which, who knows, maybe he has by the time you hear this. I don't know. Rumors that Pence has been arrested, or rumors that Pelosi's been arrested. All kinds of rumors flying around, and it seems to be just the same rumor, just making the laps around independent media over and over again. So folks, really work to practice discernment of this. I know that the time window for Trump to act is very, very small now. And in fact, I would say if he does not take action in the next day or so, it's probably going to be too late, because Nancy Pelosi is desperately working to physically remove him from power, you know, through the impeachment process, and even trying to get him convicted in the Senate and so on. Trump, I believe Trump is going to remain president for the next 10 days. And in fact, what I'm going to argue here today is that I think Trump, even though I don't think Trump wanted any kind of violence to take place at the Capitol building, certainly he doesn't want violence. I think that event was used as cover for Trump's DOD special forces guys to go in and take the laptops from Pelosi's office. And, you know, I've seen the video of those guys dressed in their black special forces gear, with their chest rigs and duty belts and so on, and also wearing hoodies, and then an N95 blue mask so that they could not be identified. I think they went right in. They went to Pelosi's office. They got the laptops. They copied the hard drives or whatever, or just grabbed them, and they got out of there, and they turned those over to the DOD. And if you think about it, there's no way that Trump could get that incriminating evidence on Nancy Pelosi by going through normal channels, because the DOJ would just say no, or the FBI, of course, would just cover it up. That's the whole job of the FBI, is to cover up the crimes of the deep state. So this was the only way to get it done. So I think that Trump knew that Antifa and Black Lives Matter had hijacked, or were planning on hijacking that they were going to break in, and that this so-called breach of the Capitol building was actually used by both the left-wing media and Trump for different purposes. But Trump is always playing, you know, 5D chess, or whatever you want to call it, where he also knew that the media outrage would cause an overreaction of fascist censorship that we're now seeing. And the overreaction would play right into Trump's hands as well, because they banned Trump. So now, you know, they banned him off Twitter and Facebook and email service providers and everything. And now Twitter has banned something like 60,000 conservative accounts. You know, I mean, they banned General Flynn and Sidney Powell and everybody who had nothing to do with the events on the Capitol. But they're all being banned, and massive deplatforming, and Apple and Google banned Parler app and so on. All of this is happening. This is playing right into the hands of Trump, because it's showing that the radical left are dangerous fascist tyrants. It's so insane what they're doing that the ACLU, which hates Trump, has come out and said, this is crazy. You know, who gave these corporations the power to determine who can speak and who can't speak, especially the president? Because if those corporations can ban Trump today, in the future they could ban, you know, if circumstances change, they could ban a left-wing president as well. Why should the corporations have this power to control conversations in America? So the the backlash is already huge against big tech. So again, to set this up, oh, and by the way, nobody in America can now argue that big tech isn't censoring. So all those big tech CEOs that went before Congress and they swore under oath, oh, we're not censoring. And then Zuckerberg, we're not censoring, because he's half cyborg. You know, they all claim they're not censoring. Well, that's blown out the window. Of course they're censoring. They censored the president. And if they can censor the president, they can censor you. And they are censoring you, probably. And if Amazon goes through with this to block Parler from using the AWS cloud computing platform, you know what that would do to destroy Amazon's business? Amazon depends on government money for a lot of its business, but also a lot of private developers. If Amazon suddenly sends out, you know, a message says we're going to ban Parler because of we don't like the content that users are saying on that platform that's using our, you know, digital computing infrastructure, then there's going to be a mass exodus away from Amazon, probably over to, you know, DigitalOcean or other, you know, other providers. There are several out there that have similar computing environments. So, you know, Amazon would be foolish to get into the business of deciding who to ban and who not to ban, because if Amazon says, well, Parler can't use our computing services, then where does it end? You know, who else then? Because, see, you can never please the left-wing mob. There's never enough censorship to satisfy the insanity of the left. They will go after, you know, 1,000 other platforms and companies and apps and everything else. And then, you know, where does it end? So it's a very dangerous line if Amazon crosses that line and deplatforms Parler from its computing infrastructure. Very, very dangerous. And probably unlawful as well. Although what we really need is a new Civil Rights Act that's expanded to protect conservatives. So you know how the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that I've mentioned previously, it makes sure that people of color cannot be discriminated against by corporations. But that Civil Rights Act never protected people of conservative thought, did it? So you know how you apply for a loan or something, or you apply to rent an apartment, you know, and there's a statement, well, you know, this bank assures you under federal guidelines, we cannot discriminate against you based on your religion or race or gender or national origin or whatever, but nothing in there says they can't discriminate against you for being a conservative or a Christian or a white person, by the way. And so that's the kind of discrimination that's happening now. And the thing is, the American people are now seeing it for themselves in a stunning way that they would not have believed. They would not have believed this unless they saw it themselves. So Trump is exposing the fascist plans of the radical left, and this is happening even before Biden gets into office. Imagine how crazy and insane it's going to get once Biden is actually sworn in, if that happens. Then you're going to have basically an online massacre of conservative people, an online massacre, massive hatred and terrorism from the left against conservatives. In fact, Sean Davis was out there saying, quote, Americans are right now witnessing the most massive and coordinated antitrust violations from corrupt, communist-funded monopolists that this country has ever seen. The Rubicon has been crossed. There is no going back. And he is right. This will not stand. In fact, this is a kind of corporate suicide by Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google. It's suicide. Because it's not just that they're censoring Trump. It's that they are stating that they have more power than the government itself. And if there's one thing that government hates, is somebody else claiming to usurp power over them. You know, just like breaking up Standard Oil back in the day, no government wants to be second in line when it comes to having power over the people. Government wants to be in charge. So they are going to one way or another, they're going to take down big tech one day here now. It's already set in stone. Big tech has crossed the line, and they have proven that they are a danger to our world. And it's just like I said, that Google is the most dangerous corporation in the world. And that the people that run Google and Twitter and Facebook and so on, they are enemies of the people. They are the Adolf Hitlers of our time, the Joseph Stalins of our time, the Chairman Mao's of our time. These are the most dangerous individuals in the world. And they've just proven it. See, so it's no longer a conspiracy theory. No one can argue, oh, they're not censoring. You know, that's over. It's now all in our face. And again, that was all set up by the backlash to the Capitol raid. And the Capitol raid, reminding you, the protesters that raided the building, they didn't fire weapons at anybody. There were no weapons fired. They didn't throw Molotov cocktails. They didn't set the building on fire. They didn't shine lasers at law enforcement. They didn't burn police cars. No, those are things that happened from leftists that were called mostly peaceful. And even when a few leftists got arrested for carrying out actual violence, like shooting people or beating people to death, because the left-wing riots killed about 25 people in 2020, the media would defend them and say, well, that person doesn't represent the actions of all the other protesters who were all peaceful, you see. But then that logic is never applied to conservatives. Oh, if one conservative does something bad, that is, like, walks into the Capitol building with police waving them in, come on, have a tour, you know, the cop opens up the barricades, opens the door, waves you in, and you walk in, all of a sudden, you're a terrorist, according to the media, and all conservatives are therefore terrorists. Well, everybody watching this knows that's completely absurd. Everybody knows it's this crazy double standard. Total hypocrisy. Even leftists, if they're being honest, will admit to that. Total double standard. You can't judge an entire group by the actions of a few. That's what we were told by the left. Every time that a young black man was shooting at cops, and we're always told, well, you can't judge all black people by the actions of this one young black man with a gun. And that's true. You can't. But if it's a white man stealing the podium from the Capitol building, then all white people, especially conservatives, are therefore terrorists. That's what we're now being told by the media. And hence the censorship. But again, it's an overreach. So the full hatred of the left has come out. The full goal that they want to be tyrants. They want to be fascists. They want to burn the books, so to speak. They want to have total information dominance. In fact, they have now achieved that. And with CNN calling for deplatforming Fox News off of all cable channels. And again, Amazon employees pressuring Amazon from within to ban Parler from using computing infrastructure services. I mean, what's next? If Parler tries to buy hard drives from IBM to have a server farm, will IBM say, we're not going to sell hard drives to you because you're conservative. No hard drives for you. I mean, what's it going to come to? You walk into, I don't know, Home Depot in the future, and you have to have an app on your phone that proves that you're not a conservative because Home Depot won't sell PVC pipe to conservatives. You might use that PVC pipe to build a cooling system to cool a server farm where people might speak hateful things. No PVC for you. So just to interrupt myself here, I just became aware that Amazon has made the decision to dump Parler. Wow. To drop them from their web services. An email obtained by BuzzFeed, the Amazon Web Services Trust and Safety Team told Parler Chief Policy Officer Amy Pykoff that the calls for violence propagating across Parler violated its terms of service and that Amazon is unconvinced that the service's plan to use volunteers to moderate such things will be effective. So, you see how this works? So Parler has been hit by armies of left-wing trolls who are joining Parler and then deliberately posting calls for violence. And then they complain to Amazon to get Parler booted. This is a classic tactic that's used by left-wing mobs. And it's very easy to do with a chat type of service. And, you know, we run Brighttown.social, which is a chat type of service. We've had to boot a few trolls off of there as well for, you know, because they're coming on and pushing crazy violence. But it hasn't been, you know, that crazy yet, that many. But there are, because Parler is much bigger, you know, thousands of times bigger. I mean, they have millions of users. Parler is being heavily targeted by these trolls. And it looks like they're going to get deplatformed. Now, when your entire platform is built around AWS, then rebuilding all of that, recoding all of it, is a major task. So I would imagine Parler is going to be offline for several weeks while they try to find a new environment to host their services. I mean, this could be the end of Parler, which is, of course, the entire point of what the left wants to do. They want to take everybody offline, and they're willing to themselves join up and promote violence to get you taken down. The left does this all the time. Even Brandon Straka of the Walk Away movement, he said that a bunch of leftists would sign up to his email list, and then all at once they would all flag the email as spam so that his mail server IPs would get added to the email blacklists to block all his email. And these are tactics that are used by leftists everywhere. So it's really a left-wing tyranny mob. You know, these are like the brown shirts of Adolf Hitler, and they run around using these very unethical tactics to take down platforms by, you know, committing acts of violence on the platforms or speech, violent speech, and then demanding, oh, look, that's engaged in violence, and you have to take everything down. And again, it's very, very hard to police a network that is a chat network, because it's very easy for leftists to post new chats, you know, every 10 seconds, or to even have a chat bot. It's very hard to police chats. It's much easier to police videos, for example, because it takes time for people to, you know, to render a video and upload a video, and there's not as many video posts as there would be on a chat site. Chat sites are notoriously difficult to police. So this is what's happening. This is big tech going insane. And I guess Amazon doesn't care that they're going to lose a massive amount of business from other companies. They're going to say, whoa, so now what? All of our stuff has to please Amazon? I mean, where does this end? So by the way, if you shop at Amazon.com, now you are supporting fascism. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Amazon's been banning certain books for many years, and now they're banning computing services from conservative-leaning platforms like Parler. This is only going to get worse, you know, until I don't know, the revolution or the reform or whatever happens, the total defeat of big tech. It's cleared out. Big tech has to be taken down by some, you know, antitrust action of some sort. Big tech is the greatest danger to our republic, to our democracy. Big tech is now monopolizing all online speech. It's not just Facebook and Twitter now. I mean, it's freaking Amazon. And I guess, you know, there's no end to this, because if Amazon can deny computing services, then I guess your local electric company can also send you a notice and say, oh, well, we saw that you were at the Trump rally. We're no longer going to sell you electricity, and so you're going to have no power. And then, you know, the water company can do this. Oh, no water for Trump supporters, right? Or you try to fill up gas at a gas station, and you run your credit card, and they tie that back to your name that's found to be in a Trump donation database. No gas for you. We won't sell you gasoline. You're a conservative. You see what's happening? And it should be noted that this is exactly the same way that the Nazis marginalized the Jews before they carried out genocide against them. So, you know, first they ban your speech, and then they take your guns. They marginalize you, they dehumanize you, and then they come to kill you. And this is what's happening in America. This is the process. They're taking your speech now. Well, they've been doing it for years, but it's much worse now. And then if they can get Biden sworn in, they're going to take your guns or try to. And then after they take your guns, I mean, they're already demonizing all conservatives. Just being a conservative means you're a terrorist now, according to the media. Then they're gonna unleash the death squads, and they're going to come kill you. They will drag you out of your home, drag you off to a FEMA camp, or just shoot you as part of an execution squad. That's what's coming. And I've warned how dangerous this situation is. When you take away, you know, half the country, you take away their speech, their right to have a job with a corporation, their right to be represented through a legitimate vote or, you know, a legitimate voting system. You take away all those rights. You take away their human dignity. What you've done is you've driven them to the point where they have nothing left to lose. What do you think is going to happen? It's not going to be a pretty situation. This is very, very dangerous what the left is doing. They are driving America into a bloody civil war. And they say they're doing it because they love tolerance and peace and diversity and love. But what they actually spew is hatred and tyranny and fascism and oppression. This is fascist oppression. And sadly, this is the merging of government with corporations and media. And that's really a lot of the definition of fascism, is when you have a tyrannical authoritarian government that controls the corporations and owns the media or influences the media. And then they all operate together to crush any dissenting views, which in this case happens to be conservatives or Christians. So this is going into very dangerous territory right now. What do you suppose millions of Americans are going to do when they find that they've been fired from their jobs for being a Trump supporter? Their bank accounts are being closed because JP Morgan won't bank with Trump supporters. Their business is being crushed because of the COVID lockdowns, or maybe because they're a Trump supporter. You're taking away their homes, their livelihoods, their very existence. And then you're going to come for their guns too? Well, people know what that's all about. People know that the government's going to take the guns because the government plans to do things to the people that the people might shoot them for trying to carry out. You see, that's the whole point of taking the guns. The government plans to come kill you next. They want you to give up your guns first peacefully so they don't have to fight you, because they can't really. They don't have enough government agents or soldiers to fight all Americans. They want to convince Americans to surrender their guns, you know, peacefully, so they can come kill you without resistance. This is classic. This is like 1933 Nazi Germany. The Gun Control Act, followed by the rise of Hitler, the authoritarian tyranny, the mass cleansing, the genocide against a certain group of people. Well, what are we seeing online now? This is an ethnic cleansing across America, an ethnic cleansing against typically conservative white Christians. That's what this is. This is genocide. You are now living through the killing fields. This is genocide. These are the opening stages of mass genocide against the American people. And you should understand that if you start agreeing to all of this, you know, agreeing to give up your guns and agreeing to give up your right to a fair and free election and agreeing to give up your speech, you're only going to get weaker and weaker and weaker, where you have fewer options and fewer resources in order to fight to defend your republic, you see. So the left is really driving America to a situation where a rational person would have to conclude that they might as well, you know, defend the nation right now. There's no logical reason to wait for more marginalization and more tyranny to unfold, is there? And see, this is my concern, because I don't want to see America descend into bloodshed or obviously an authoritarian tyranny. And you know, these leftists, these are the ones who they said, oh, Trump is Hitler. Well, Trump didn't do this to anybody. Trump didn't silence the left. Not at all. The left was never silenced in any of this, not even in their protests. They said, oh, Trump wants to be a military dictator. No, Trump withheld the military. But now with Biden about to get sworn in, there's like 7,000 troops surrounding the Capitol building with a new 7-foot fence. They've turned Washington, D.C. into a military city now. And that's all for Biden, a Democrat. Trump didn't do that. So everything that the left warned that Trump was going to do, they have now done it. They have now proven that they are the threat, that they are the fascists, that they are the military dictators, that they will cut you off. They will marginalize you. They will oppress you, and they will kill you. These are this is only leading up to genocide. Because remember, if they thought that conservatives had any right to exist in society, they wouldn't cut off your speech. They're only cutting off your speech because they believe you have no right to exist. They believe you are less than human. They talk like this. They believe that you are animals and that you have to be eliminated. And that's what's coming next. So we now know that Amazon is an enemy of the state, the enemy of the people. We now know that Twitter, Facebook, all enemies, actual enemy combatants in a war. This is a war. This is cyber warfare. This is economic warfare. This is what's called unrestricted warfare against American conservatives and Trump supporters. And this is being waged on our soil, and the enemies are no longer trying to hide it, are they? They're coming out and directly saying that they're going to marginalize you and oppress you and destroy you. There are even calls, I think it's the Lincoln Project is saying that they're going to distribute memos all around Washington, D.C. and corporate America and make sure that no corporation hires anybody who used to work in the Trump administration, not a Trump press secretary or a former cabinet member or a staffer, anybody. They will make sure that those people never can have a job again. What the hell is that? I mean, nobody did that to Obama's former staffers. They weren't blacklisted from corporate America. No, this is only from the left. They blacklist you because you're conservative, because they want to murder you. And this does go into genocide very, very quickly. These are very dangerous times. We will probably see the left terrorizing conservatives for as long as they are in power. They will criminalize conservative speech. They will call all conservatives domestic terrorists. They will make sure that you cannot fly on an airplane. They will put all conservatives on a no-fly list. They'll make sure that you can't have a bank account. You will not be allowed near any voting center because they will say that you're a terrorist, so you can't vote. I mean, my God, they're going to make sure you can't work at a job and so on. They're going to weaponize government against the American people. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin plans to reintroduce the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act, which would establish government offices at the DOJ, FBI, and Department of Homeland Security to prevent future attacks. Oh, well, how do they prevent future attacks? Well, they prosecute thought crimes. So merely talking like a conservative or saying how much you love the binary trigger on your AR-15 will get you flagged and hauled in to be interrogated or just executed as a potential future terrorist. See? So now we're getting into thought crimes and future crime. You're guilty without ever having committed a crime. The FBI, meanwhile, claimed jurisdiction and took control of the shredded ballots that were being analyzed in Georgia, and the FBI ordered them back to the shredders. So see, that's the job of the FBI, is to cover up the crimes of the deep state. That's all. That's what they do. Unreal. Now, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, who is quite a remarkable guy, he's the one who filed the Texas lawsuit that was thrown out by SCOTUS over the election fraud. Paxton is warning that Twitter, Facebook are closing all conservative accounts. Google is shutting down Parler. Apple shutting down Parler. Big tech hates free speech. He says, as we enter the Biden era, they stand ready and willing to be the left's Chinese-style thought police. As attorney general, I will fight them with all I've got. So it's a good time to be in Texas. And I'd like to see Texas do what was it Hungary that passed this law? That it was a European nation that passed a law. They're going to fine, I think it's Facebook, $2 million for every instance of Facebook censoring someone for having the wrong speech, you know, thought police type stuff. So they're going to fine Facebook $2 million per instance. I would like to see Texas just have a new policy. We're going to fine Facebook and YouTube and Google, you know, $1 million for every instance of censorship. And then just go through how they've wiped out, you know, millions of accounts from Texans. And that would add up to, well, a million times a million. That would be $1 trillion in fines. And the Texas Attorney General should just basically block those services from being carried through bandwidth in Texas unless they pay the $1 trillion fines. And if they do pay the $1 trillion, then Texas should use the money to build new services of free speech based in Texas. They could call me up. I would help them do it because we know how to do it. We've built, you know, smaller scale services, but we know how to scale it up. If we just had more money, we could build a much larger service as well. You know, free speech for all Texans, and other people are invited as well. So, wow. So in summary, folks, this is where we are now in America. This massive overreach of the radical left is setting off alarm bells all across the world. Even the president of Mexico has denounced the censorship of the president. I mean, they censored the president of the United States. What the hell, right? WTF, man. And they're censoring all Trump supporters. This is very, very dangerous. This is going to lead to a bloody civil war if they don't pull back. We need like a bill of rights for online citizens, an online bill of rights. We need protections against censorship. We need civil rights protections for all Americans through these online services. We've got to reform Section 230. And yet now we have apparently a Democrat-controlled House and Senate and soon White House, which means the Democrats will never repeal 230 because that is their protection to allow them to carry out their terrorism against conservatives behind the veil of Section 230. They can disparage conservatives. They can allow left-wing hate speech and left-wing violent speech on their platforms. And they can say, that's not hate speech. That's just, you know, resistance against Trump's people who are the real terrorists. So see, their hate speech is okay, but your speech is terrorism, even if it's not violent speech. And that's where this is all going to go under Democrat rule, because the Democrats are the terrorists. And since they're in charge of the laws, they're not going to outlaw corporate Orwellian surveillance and terrorism against the conservatives who are their political enemies. So this is very, very dangerous. Again, to live under one party rule that rules everything in government and everything in the media and everything in big tech, all the gatekeepers and all the infrastructure platforms and all the universities and all the governors almost. This is very, very dangerous. This is going to end very badly. And I can't emphasize enough. And the fact is, Trump won the election flat out. The American people voted for Trump because they did not want Democrats in charge. And Democrats think they can force this on the American people by rigging the vote, cheating, stealing, looting, lying, and now censoring, oppressing. They think that that's going to be a long-term solution for their, you know, peaceful coexistence. Really? What are they smoking? Oh, well, we know what Hunter's smoking. Have you seen his teeth? The dude's got no teeth, man. That he's done more meth than some counties in California. Oh my God. But this is not going to end well. There better be some cooler heads prevailing soon, or the left is going to drive America into a very bloody civil war that will be just a horror show. And we don't want to see that. All I've ever demanded is the freedom to participate in public debates about topics like vaccines and GMOs and, you know, heavy metals and liberty and things like that. Just want to participate. Just want a level playing field, because I can win any debate if we just have the right to speak. The only way that they destroy those of us who have the truth on our side is by censoring us. And how does that saying go? If you cut out a man's tongue, you don't prove him to be a liar. You only prove that you're afraid of what he might say. That's where we are. They're cutting out the tongue the tongues of conservatives across America because they're afraid of the truth. They're afraid of people speaking the truth. They're afraid that if the truth got out about Hunter Biden and the CCP and Joe Biden and the money laundering and Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation, if the truth got out about the pedophilia, the child trafficking, the money laundering, the Obama sleeper cell operations, all that, if the truth got out, the Democrats would be finished. And you know what? Maybe all that truth is coming out in the next few days because Trump has the files. Trump is president. Trump can declassify. And wouldn't that be epic? And by the way, if Trump ever needed a justification to go deploy the military to seize and shut down big tech, this is it. Big tech is now very clearly admitting they are the most dangerous element in our society, and they need to be stopped by the military. You know, when I made that recommendation many, many months ago, people thought it was crazy. No more. I told you this was coming. Again, everything I warned about is here. It's no longer a fringe theory, is it? It's all here. So that's the summary for today. That's where we are right now. Crazy times ahead. Let's hope Trump takes action in the next, 48 hours or less? You know, my goodness. I'm Mike Adams. Oh, by the way, we need your support. Go to healthrangerstore.com and look at our clean foods there and consider purchasing them. We are paying a fortune in bandwidth right now because of all the videos that are being served off of Brighteon. It's a ton of videos. A lot of them are going viral because of all the censorship. Brighteon is one of the few platforms that will host, you know, truthful videos. And we are burning through bandwidth cash right now. So anything that, you know, if you want to get good quality lab tested certified organic foods and superfoods, personal care products, home care, survival products, including survival food buckets, that will help us out so that we can maintain these platforms. And look, I can't guarantee that we can subsidize Brighteon forever. It's costing us money every month. We're subsidizing it. We don't have any investors. We don't want any investors. But it's just becoming more and more popular, and bandwidth is just going through the roof. So please support us so we can keep these platforms going and keep bringing you the truth. And, you know, if there's somebody out there who can donate, you know, $500,000 or something that could help us just cover some bandwidth costs for the next 12 months, that would be great. But, you know, so far, no one's stepping up to do that. I just don't know how long we can. If it keeps growing like this, we're going to have to somehow start limiting it. I don't know. Again, here's the thing. When you're honest in society and you tell the truth, you don't get government money, right? The CIA doesn't write you checks like they did to start Google and to start Facebook and Amazon and everything else. It's all CIA money, folks. We don't get any of that money. We don't want it. We don't want CIA money. But as a result, we don't have these deep pockets to keep funding everything. So your help is greatly appreciated. We'll stay online as long as we can. But given what's happening out there, I don't know how long that's going to be, frankly. I really don't. Let me give out the emergency IP address one more time so you have an alternative. Just in case it all goes down. If we get taken offline, go to this IP address, 45.89.97.6. Okay, write it down. 45.89.97.6. Just type it into your browser. Oh, and you got to move away from Firefox now. Forgot to tell you, Mozilla is going to start banning all independent media in the browser. They've already announced it. So Firefox, you got to ditch it. You got to move to Brave or Gab's browser, which is called Dissenter. And Brave is at brave.com. And you can just search for Gab Dissenter. Just go to gab.com. I think you can find it there. So you're just going to type in that IP address in the address bar at the top of your browser, you know, where you would normally type in naturalnews.com. You're just going to type that IP instead, which is 45.89.97.6. And we'll have emergency backup MP3 files there that you can download if things go down. We'll activate our emergency. See, we have continuity of operations plans in place. This even works if they take down the domain name system. So we'll have emergency broadcast there as MP3 files. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Spread the word as best you can, and help support us at healthrangerstore.com. Take care.